Thanks for stopping by the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit the like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into the real of reality TV.
Talk to me nice, talk to me honestly. Look in my eyes, don't let it fall on me. Say you a good guy, make me believe it. Don't wanna hear it, I wanna see it. See how, rewind, when we rewind, feels so nice.
Hey guys, so I thought I would have a little bit of a continued discussion on this Portia Williams divorce, her, what we will call it, win, because it is what it is. It's a win, according to the courts, right? For this prenuptial agreement that she was fighting to enforce. Simon wanted to dispute it. He wanted to contest it. She filed for divorce. And listen, the reason she got the prenuptial agreement and he agreed to it, and they both had, I'm assuming, a meeting of the minds and the legal team advice and all of those things prior to them signing and it being a registered document that is good with the courts, was because it was something that they both agreed to have in place if the marriage were not to last. And so I'm not here to say that she didn't have the right in her decision to file for a divorce to say, now I want this prenuptial agreement to be, I want it to be enacted. I want it to be enforced. I want him to abide by what he agreed to have happen. So I'm not sitting here to say that I don't believe she deserved anything at all. But what I refuse to accept is the fact that some people feel that because I give commentary about this situation, that I'm jealous, I'm bitter, I'm a hater, I don't, you know, I'm team Simon. I said from the beginning, I'm not team anybody in this situation because I feel like they both deserved each other. Neither people, in my personal opinion, are good, wholesome, integral people, period. I don't care if you're a fangirl of Portia or if you're a fan of Simon. And I don't believe he has many fans, but I do believe that there are people that sided with him in the situation that didn't feel that the way she went about things was, it was on the up and up. Because they were only married for freaking 5 minutes. Okay, not 5 minutes, 15 months. But my God, 15 months of marriage, and to put all of the onus on him to say, well, because A, B, C, and X, Y, and Z was going on, I just, like, a lot of people are not going to have sympathy for her or feel sorry for her because she didn't do her homework prior to it. She came out on social media, announced this relationship, when a lot of people were like, hold up, wait a minute, I thought you and Fallon were friends. Now we know a lot of these reality TV relationships are unreal. So I'm not here to say that they were actually friends. But as information started coming out, a lot of people found out that, yeah, she already knew who this dude was and she was faking. And it was just fraudulent. And the way she went about it, it was just slick and sly. She slid in the man's DMs to say, you know, I wish you well, or whatever the words were that she said to him. But did she slide into Fallon's DMs or send her a text message to say, I'm sorry to hear about what's going on? Sorry. Like, so a lot of people feel like she saw her prey. She was the predator. And no, Simon is not an innocent victim, but it still doesn't mean that just because you don't like somebody or you don't feel that they're an innocent victim means that they deserve to have happened to them what had happened to them. Just like when it comes to Britt and Kenya, not to make this about them, but like I said, with that situation, Britt, a lot of people don't see her as an innocent victim. And yeah, we know what's come out since then, but I'm just saying, when it was told that she had these poster board size images of this woman sucking on somebody's schlong, a lot of people did not like Britt or see it for Britt, but it doesn't mean that she was not a victim in the situation. Hell, even somebody who is a robber and breaks into someone's home, if they get injured on that person's property, they have the right to sue that person's homeowner's insurance. It doesn't make it right, but unfortunately, that's just the way things are. So with all of that being said, I just wanted to put all of that out there to say, I'm not here to say that Portia being married to this man didn't deserve anything at all, but also let's be clear, she really already got a lot. And so to say that all of the stuff that she was seeking to get, you can't say that Simon wasn't expecting the marriage to last longer. I don't believe that Simon thought that the marriage was going to last for the rest of eternity, because hell, this was his fifth wife. So we're not saying that he expected the marriage to last for a very long time, but 15 months, and they had two marriages, and he pretty much was paying her to not work. That's why she got rid of all of her jobs. And that's not the only reason. That's not the only reason why she left RHOA. One of the big things on her list of why she did not want to be on RHOA anymore was because she did not want to be confronted about the relationship. So it's been some time since she's been on there. So the dust has settled a bit. It doesn't mean that everybody completely forgot about it. And that's why, like in the first episode, Kelly asked the question, why did she take that woman's husband? It's still on people's minds, but it wasn't going to be as fresh as if she came back the very next season. And even her having her spinoff of Portia's Family Matters was a disaster, when that was supposed to be, I guess, like a safe space for her to have filming with this man and show life and lifestyle and living and marriage and all of that stuff when it comes to the relationship that she had with Simon. So with that being said, I just wanted to share something with you guys, because, and this is under fair use, so hopefully I do not get flagged. But yeah, let's just go ahead and share this, because they talked a little bit about it on The Breakfast Club. And then there's also been some clips of the court hearing for the divorce, which was on Zoom. All right, guys. So right here, we've got a little bit of the court hearings, and let's just go into it.
The parties began dating early 2021, in the spring of 2021. They became engaged, and later on that year, you'll learn that on or about September of 2021, Ms. Williams actually left her employment with Dish Nation, which is a TV network, and she also left her employment with The Real Housewives of Atlanta. You'll also learn that during this time, Mr. Gavadia was actually giving his girlfriend about $30,000 a month, just off the strength of being his girlfriend. And so also during that time, Mr. Gavadia...
Simp, just off the strength of being his girlfriend. So that's why you will never hear me sitting here saying that Simon is a perfect victim in this situation. But I don't care what anybody says. I do believe, even if Portia did not pick up the phone and call ICE, I believe somebody affiliated with her did that. I do believe that.
Took that into consideration, that, you know, since she had left her employment with Dish Nation and also with The Real Housewives of Atlanta, two of her primary sources of income, that he agreed to pay his girlfriend $30,000. Well, not agreed, there's a formal agreement at that time, but he was voluntarily paying her that. So that way she would have some sort of financial means to take care of her day-to-day needs. The parties did.
Listen, I'm not even going to play any more of this, but some people in the comment section were like, I cannot believe that she left her job. Like this person right here says, she walked away from $1.6 million. Portia, don't aggravate me. And here's the thing. To be paid a, you know, sum or an allowance by her then boyfriend, then fiance and husband, versus having to quote unquote work, which some people don't see being on a reality TV show as work. It is work. It wouldn't be work that I would choose to do or would want to do. But a lot of people don't have respect for it, because it's not the type of work that a lot of people who are seen as regular go in every day or every weekday or weekend or whatever it is to go and do. Or maybe they work from their homes and they work. So they don't really have respect for people who quote unquote work on these reality TV shows, where you're showing up to talk about some ridiculous foolishness, showing up to lunches, brunches, dinners, and going on girls trips to fight with each other and talk about stuff that at the end of the day, it doesn't mean anything. But it is, it's a job. It's a job. It's not one that's really respected. Just like they say, sex work is work. It's not work that I would want to have to do. But hey, if they have to use their coochie to make a dollar so they could pay their bills, some people, that's what they're doing. And she's selling drama or fake storylines for the sake of getting a check. So to be paid by Simon versus having to show up to work, of course she would do that. Of course. So she wouldn't have to show up to talk about her life and have to work. Because in her first marriage, when she showed up on the season 5 of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, she bragged about not having to do anything, which was a lie. But I'm just saying, for the most part, it was a lie. Because she was making it seem like Cordell was waiting on her hand and foot, serving her breakfast in bed, sweeping the floor, vacuuming, mopping, you know, cleaning the pool, sweeping the front porch. Like, he was just doing everything. She's like, I don't even have to lift a finger. Portia's lazy, okay? Now that she is so-called grinding in this world of entrepreneurship, it doesn't seem authentic to me, but it just is what it is. If you respect it, you have the right to do so. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion when it comes to these people. All right, so let's go here to the Breakfast Club talking about it.
Portia Williams won in divorce court. Mm-hmm. A judge ruled to enforce her prenup with her ex, Simon Wobaya.
Yes.
Now, that is a huge deal because they've been going back and forth over several things, including the home that she currently lives in, the car, the Rolls Royce. So I reached out to another source close to the court to figure out, okay, if she won and the judge went on for a prenup, what does that mean and what does she get? So I'm told that Portia will get alimony, which will be $40,000 per month for about 14, 15 months. All her legal.
I'm still laughing at this because it's like, this man has been deported. Do you really believe that he has a vested interest in making sure she gets that money? But let's continue.
Fees will be paid. She'll receive the Rolls Royce that he brought. All her attorney fees will be covered. I said that already. And the home, right? Mm-hmm. The house has been in question. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a little bit of the clauses with the home. So there's one or two things that can happen. So Portia has from 2024, which is when they ended, to 2027 to decide whether she's going to stay in the home. Mm-hmm. And it's a $7 million home. And in order to stay in the home, she's going to have to refinance to basically buy Simon out of his portion. Because
do you really believe she's going to be able to do that? Just asking.
He does get 50% of the equity in the home, or she can sell the home. Mm-hmm. Now, the issue with the home and why Portia Williams.
Okay, I want to address a few comments here. Somebody said, look at all the bitter women in the comments mad. Simon drew up his own prenuptial agreement. The judge just enforced it. Simon not used to lose because he the one who used to putting his other wives out. This time he couldn't do that with Portia. This is what happens when you marry someone who actually have their own money, then they can fight back in court. Y'all some haters in the comments. She shouldn't get ish, or she not going to get a dime. At the end of the day, Portia and Simon were married, and Portia and Simon signed this renup. That is legal document. She will be paid regardless. If he doesn't hold up his end of what he signed for, she can go after more of his assets. The man is not a U.S. citizen, and he does not even reside here anymore. Do you really believe that he didn't get things set up? And people can say, oh, well, he was detained by ICE. So that means, no, doesn't work that way. And all of that stuff doesn't happen immediately. It takes time for these court processes to happen. And this is what I would call, in my personal opinion, a worthless judgment. I've gotten one of those before. Nothing on this level, but I remember many years ago, I sued someone who did some landscape work at my home, and they did not complete the job, but I had already paid them everything that they were supposed to have been paid and for the materials and the equipment and all that other stuff, right? I sued the person in civil court, and yeah, I got a judgment that I could not collect on. It was a worthless judgment. So, yeah, Simon could do the right thing if he wanted to, but will he? Well, he said he, you know, and speaking of Tasha K, he said, not so fast, sweetheart. So, like this person said, let's not pretend like this wasn't her goal all along. She wanted this lifestyle and she went for it. But congrats to her because she pulled it off. And someone else said, this is an unfair judgment in favor of Portia. I'm not saying she deserves nothing, but this is too much. Like, they were married for a minute, and there you go. And that's one of the points that I have been making all along. I'm far from bitter, definitely far from jealous. I would never want to live the type of life that this woman is living. And I'm sorry, there's just not enough money that anyone could pay me to be like that. I'm just saying. And so he's been deported. She got this judgment and she's, you know, working on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. She's about to be on that show Traitors, which I've never watched. I have no interest in watching. I'm not really into game shows type shows. So it's just not something I'm interested in viewing. She'll be paid to be on that. I'm honestly so over this career, where this has become a career for people. Of, you know, like I know I said before, being on reality TV, it is a job. Yeah, it is a job. But to make a career out of this, I wish it could go back to the days when it was like the Real World. Remember that? I might be aging myself saying that, but remember the Real World when it was like a new cast every season? They have made monsters out of some of these people, like Portia, because they just have become big-headed. It's all about, you know, them becoming a star. And instead of just being on a show for a season and building off of that to build something else of your own, or, you know, doing other things besides just being on reality TV shows. I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole right now. I may talk about that a little bit later. But this win, yeah, a lot of people are divided over it. And I'm not going to deny it. It is a win in the court's eyes. But like I said, I still believe it's a worthless judgment that they cannot enforce. How in the hell are you going to enforce somebody who the country said, get your ass out of this country, but you have to abide by the rules of this country and the state of Georgia? Like, really? He's not a resident here anymore. Yeah, his name is on that mortgage and on that home, but they said that he's worth like over $300 million. I don't really think that he cares if that home is not kept, the things are not paid for, and all of the things of the things. And yeah, I saw the little news blurb, social media news blurb about how she said that she paid his child support for two of his children for a couple of months while he was in ICE detention. I mean, okay, you could say she was noble for doing that, but if we want to be honest, it's like that's the least she could have done, because during the time where he was fighting to be able to get in his home, he wasn't able to enjoy his home that he bought before he married her with his other children. So his children couldn't even go to the home. So I'm not going to sit here and give her a round of applause, standing ovation for doing that. Because to me, I just feel like that was some guilt money because of all of the months that she kept him and his children from not being able to enjoy the residence that she was enjoying. Yeah, she wasn't able to film in it for the season of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but now that she's become a social media influencer, she's doing it on her YouTube channel. I'm just saying, guys, I really am not here to say that she didn't deserve to get a dime. Because, yeah, she was married to him. And I'm not team anybody in this situation, but I also don't believe that she deserved the judgment that was rendered. But I don't see it being able to be enforced. And I really don't see Simon having a heart of gold to say, you know what? I'm just going to treat people the way I would desire to be treated. So I'm going to go ahead and pay the mortgage and all of the expenses for this home that she kept me out of for all of those months. And I was in ICE detention for many months after that and was deported out of the country. Yeah, I'll just go ahead and do the right thing. I'm sorry, I don't see him doing that, but you might think he will. So you let me know your thoughts in the comments and let's just go ahead and get into it. But far from bitter, far from jealous. Yeah, some people are divided, but I'm not here to say that it was not a win for her in court, but I don't believe that it's going to be a win for her in life.
Thanks for being here, liking, and subscribing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and I'm going to say bye.